February 2nd. It is 9 a.m. We call this Board of County Commissioners regular meeting to order. Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in an invocation this morning?
Yes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. And Lord, we pray for this wonderful opportunity to come together and do the work of the people on your name, on your behalf. We ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Hass, would you please lead us in the pledge?
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Hass.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I'm here. And to remind everyone on the call, we're hearing some background, so if you're not speaking, please mute it if you're not a commissioner. Thank you. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp, do we have any changes today?
No changes to the agenda, Commissioner.
Entertain a motion then.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of minutes. Item A, regular meeting minutes of January 5th, 2021. Do you have any concerns or comments? If not, entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve the regular meeting minutes from January 5th, 2021.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item B, special meeting minutes of January 7th, 2021. No questions or concerns, we entertain a motion at this time.
Make the motion to accept the special meeting minutes of January 7, 2021.
Second the motion.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes. Reading of correspondence, commissioners, committees reports. We have some exciting news for all three board members. We are moving forward with different more positions we are accepting. I'd like to congratulate both Commissioner Hass for receiving the chairman position for the Agriculture, Wildlife, and Rural Affairs Committee for CCI. Congratulations, Commissioner. And also Commissioner Felix Lopez, who has been selected to the board of National Associations of Counties, NACO, which is a very big step for us as well. Congratulations, Commissioner Lopez, on that. And who would like to move forward with their comments? Commissioner Hass, would you like to go first?
Sure. On January 20th, we the CCR Southeast Region had a call, and on the 21st, the Colorado Health Pool met, and one of the main topics that they were discussing was the 50% tax deduction for insurance companies that locate in Colorado. That's going to be a huge topic of discussion. COGC work session on the 22nd, and on the steering committee meetings for CCI on the 28th and 29th. Some of the items that were discussed there were the gerrymandering bill, the methane emission capture, energy benchmarking, plastics regulations, the right to repair bill. This bill is many providers, owners, and independent repair businesses with, it's to provide them with fair access to service info and affordable replacement parts. That would be a good one to have go through. Expanding rural broadband, Wolfer introduction, CCI and Action 22 both mirrored a lot of these concerns. There was heavy consideration on the wolf reintroduction bill that wildlife biologists to stick with professionals and what they're recommending as far as the reintroduction and when that would take place. Volunteer self soil health program, drug price transparency and drug affordability review board, public health option. This bill requires insurance to offer Colorado health insurance option beginning in 2023. It has goals for price reduction and through 2024, and insurers will have to work with other stakeholders like hospitals and drug companies to meet the required targets. The other meeting that I attended was the New Elk Mine. Happy to see that they're moving forward with the revamping of this old mine and with the projected date of starting the haul coal in March. So some of the representatives that were at the Action 22 meeting were Representative Valdez, Escar, and Senator Simpson. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes, thank you so much, and good morning, everyone. I want to give, before we begin, a shout out to Ms. Jill Ryan from CDPHE Executive Director. She gave recognition to Los Animas County on a press release they had last Saturday, and she thanked the Los Animas County for staying with communication and updates that are coming from CDPHE. Gave mention to humbly to Felix Lopez, and for that, I just wanted to know that we are partnering with CDPHE. We want to be collaborating with them so we can pass on the same information to our constituents as is coming up from the statewide perspective. January 28th, attended the South Central Transportation Planning Regional Commission meeting. A lot of items discussed, one of which all of the upgrades to I-25 that would be happening here in the next couple of years. But one of the points of concentration was for CDOT, what the amount of traffic that's going to be increasing with the opening of the mine on Highway 12. A lot of the safety issues were brought up, issues such as the speed and 150 trucks going up and down Highway 12, and even to include the loading dock in the Johnson station that they have. So, great meeting. It was a 3.5-hour meeting. It was really amazing to hear all the information that this particular group is working on, the planning, the appropriations, and even to an extent, the timeline of all the projects that are going to be impacting our region. Obviously, part of the one of the big points of our concentration was connecting both the New Fishers Peak Park and also having access to the Trinidad State Park onto Highway 12. So a lot of exciting things coming in from that particular group. On the same day, we also had the CCI legislative planning meeting. I mean, a lot of bills are going through, but a couple of the bills that I want to highlight that are really imperative and important to counties is going to be Senate Bill 217, the law enforcement safety, what kind of an impact that's going to have. One of the announcements that came out of that particular legislation is that the state will be giving out some grants upward to about $3 million from which counties can apply to buy the body cams for all officers. So that's gonna be made available, we hope. I had a conversation with the CCI representative, and Mr. Doran Camp was able to participate in the conversation as well, that possibly by the end of the year, we'll have access to apply for a grant and cover the expenses for our departments. One of the things that the bill highlights and outlines is going to be the data storage that counties are going to need to store all that video evidence that we'll have. So those are going to be a lot of planning, and I would imagine that Sheriff Navarrete and the DA group is also paying attention to that. The one of the important things that came out of also that one of the bills that's coming out for county roads and utility locates, our counties have had to call the utility locates every time there is gonna be grading, and there is a bill that may be providing exemption to counties from having to proceed because our counties have been graded by the same individuals in some instances for years on end. And for us to be delayed, it's gonna be really important. So that legislation is going through and is going really outstanding. I just wanted to also say thank you to the Oil and Gas Commission, Commissioner John Messner, for meeting with all three of us. That was a great opportunity to give some feedback on the financial impacts that could be the new rulemaking commission is putting together and how those could be impacting the actual gas and oil extraction. And then, of course, as Commissioner Luis Lopez mentioned, with the appointment of the National Association membership from the CCI board to NACO, I had an opportunity to attend a conference call on Thursday on the Great American Rescue Plan through the Office of Recovery Liaison of the White House. So that was pretty interesting to go through the process and how the distribution of funds is gonna be coming out from Washington to counties and the importance that counties play from this particular group. One of the agreements that came out of the appointment to NACO, obviously, not only will I be representing Colorado, but I'll be representing all individually and providing feedback from what would be impacting us. The last thing I wanted to mention, the information that is coming out from the New Elk Mine is gonna be made available, as Commissioner Tony has mentioned, to constituents and to anyone. They're gonna be building up a social media platform so everyone stays informed and connected as to what's happening from that part of our county. Thank you, that was my update.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I'm glad you guys go first because it kind of fills in all the information that we've all been going over with some of the meetings. So we're not repetitive, or I won't be repetitive with information. I'll move forward with the information I have that with Council of Governments, we met on the 28th after the TPR meeting, which both Felix and Tony attended. And so all the information was passed to Council of Governments through that meeting. I was elected as chairman of the board for Council of Governments for this upcoming year. And also I retained my seat as the alternate for the State Transportation Authority Committee to Mr. Walt Bolden. Also, I will be remaining on the Otero Partners Incorporated Board of Directors and also be retaining my seat with TURA moving forward. Everything that's happening for our county right now is very exciting, especially with the coal mine. The big topic that I don't think we really hit the nail on yet is housing for the upcoming mine and what they're looking for. So that is heavy on their minds right now for housing and their possible employees. And also they're working with a partnership with Trinidad State Junior College, which is a good thing to see possibly moving forward for their training and updating their minors in the future. So other than that, we'll move on with our next segment with the public comment. Do we have anybody signed up, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, we do not.
Okay, if there's anyone on the call that would like to have 3 minutes of public comment, feel free to unmute yourself and state your name. Okay, having no public comment, we will move forward to presentations. I don't believe we have any, do we, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, no presentations.
Okay, elected officials update. We'll start off with Sheriff Navarrete. Are you on the call, Sheriff?
Yeah, good morning, Commissioners. Nothing really new to update today. We did get our marijuana grant, and it was a lot less than I had hoped, but it did come in, so we can put some of that use to our training or equipment. But I guess they were cutting down on that grant, so it's kind of disappointing. We relied on that, but we'll make do with what we have and see what else we can do.
Yeah, I saw that, Sheriff. It was it wasn't that great, but we've, you know, it's better than nothing, so we'll move forward with that. So thank you, Sheriff. We have anybody from the assessor's office. Ms. Samato, are you on the call today?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am. The only thing I have to update is Hayden moved my assessment servers downstairs yesterday, and we're working great. Other than that, we're business as usual.
Good. I know that was an issue last week when we spoke, so I'm glad to hear that got straightened out. Thank you, Ms. Otto. We have anyone from the treasurer's office. Mrs. Leonetti, are you on the call today?
Good morning. This is Donna, Los Angeles County Treasurer. I just wanted to let you all know, too, that as of Friday, last Friday, tax notices did go out. So, Jody Amato, this is for you. Beware. They're going to start calling. We already got some calls yesterday that fast. But anyway, we're going to move forward also on this. And we are now open to the public for 3 slots in my office. So that's good news.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We have anybody? Thank you, Ms. Leonetti. Do we have anyone from the clerk and recorder's office? Mrs. Vigil? Mr. Mestis?
Yep, both of us are on the line, and we don't have any updates at this time.
Okay, thank you. And do we have anybody from our district attorney's office on the call? Or our coroner or surveyor? Having none, we'll move along here. With unfinished business, item A, discussion and consideration of DHS cost allocation plan service. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, December 15th, the board tabled this topic. So I'd ask the board to bring it off the table and start discussion. It has to do with the DHS cost allocation plan services. I will defer to Finance Director Christy Coberly to explain some of that, but again, it was tabled in December. The board wished to do further research on it, and we brought it back in February as directed.
Okay, so at this time, we'll need to entertain a motion to bring off the table.
Motion to remove off the table consideration of the DHS cost allocation plan services.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. And if I remember correctly, there was an issue regarding the small amount discrepancy. I think it was about $1,000, if that was that's the same allocation, the allocation plan service we were discussing. And I'm okay with moving forward personally with this thing. I think it's been looked at. Ms. Nelson, do you have anything to add to this regarding this plan service?
I have nothing further to add to it now.
Okay, commissioners.
Yes, thank you. If I may, Ms. Coberly, on the perspective, the cost allocation is basically to do an assessment of all the funds across DHS and how their expenditures are allocated by department and so on and so forth. So this is a recommendation that came from the auditors to hire a consultant and do an assessment of such. My question is, at this point in time, do you feel that once we hire this consultant group, the information is going to be captured? Would we have to do that for additional years? What is your perspective on that, Ms. Coverley?
Good morning. The cost allocation plan is actually the support that Los Angeles County does for Department of Human Services. So in the past, the support we gave was considered indirect cost. So the county received revenue for the indirect cost that they did for Department of Human Services. So so it was payroll, it was treasurer, maintenance, myself, our attorney. So any support that we gave to Department of Human Services over on our side, we would come up with a formula and give it an indirect cost. So they've changed that to where they no longer do the indirect rate. They want just a cost allocation plan. So because I've gone back and forth with the state auditor and everything I submitted was not acceptable. So they referred me to this consultant that will actually show me how to do the cost allocation plan. And it should just be 1 year, because once they show me, I can continue to do it the way that they want me to do it.
Thank you for the clarification. And
sure.
So the question would be in front of us, I guess, would be the difference between MGT Consulting Group and or Maximus, the difference of $1,000 between the two. Is that correct, Ms. Corberly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and do you have a recommendation, being both these are under our bid procurement dollar amount, do you have a preference of which plan you would like to, or company to go with?
They both look similar. I can go with the one that's less for $5,000.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
And from what I'm seeing, there's a proposed agreement from Maximus, which I think is the $6,000 one, but the other one, the MGT, is basically just the outline of what they'll do. So Christy, if they choose to go with MGT, did they tell you they would send an agreement, or how would that work with?
Yes, she did. She said they would send it. They when I emailed him, they actually were going to honor the quote they gave us in February, because I said that the commissioners wanted to do some research. So they're going to honor the amount as well. But I'm sure she could send that over if you'd like. I would prefer either one, so it's your decision.
And these two organizations are the ones that are recommended by the state of Colorado, Christy?
Yes, these are the two actual consultants they gave me.
Okay. Well, I don't see any reason to not move forward with a decision here today regarding either of these groups. Having heard that the agreement would be sent, I've reviewed majority of the letter that they sent, the proposed from MGT for the $5,000. And if Ms. Nelson doesn't have an issue, or Ms. Corberly moving forward with it, and they're recommended by the state, I think we'd be safe to say moving forward and moving forward with a decision for probably the lower of the two bids, in my opinion. That's just my thoughts. Any other thoughts? Okay, then do we want to enter into a motion at this time?
I don't think we have any more discussion. Having these both entities been vetted by the state, meeting all the requirements, I move to consider DHS cost allocation plan services to be awarded to MGT Consulting Group for $5,000.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez? Commissioner Felix Lopez? Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. New business. Item A, consideration of IFB 21-R001 aggregate crushing services. Commissioner Dornkamp.
Commissioners, before you for your consideration is IFB 21R001, It's a bid to provide aggregate crushing services in various pits throughout the county, one of them being the Arnold Pit, which is north of Kim, Colorado, the Branson Pit, which is east of Branson, Colorado, and the Airport Pit, which is northeast of Trinidad here. In each of those pits, we're going to crush about 30,000 tons. The bids that were submitted were from Colorado Crushing for $279,000, Leone Sand and Gravel, $315,000, A&S Construction, $382,500. Considering that Leone Sand and Gravel is a local company and the 5% preference points, they are still above Colorado Crushing's bid of $279,000. So I'd ask the board to approve Colorado Crushing's bid of $279,000. Colorado Crushing also, their insurance certificate showed that their work comp was outdated, that it expired January 1 of this year. They have since sent us an updated certificate of insurance with an expiration date of January 1 of 2022. So they're fully in compliance, in my opinion.
Any questions or comments from the board? One question I have is, what's the difference of separation on that 5% in the dollar amount? If my math is correct, that was about $15,000.
I think I came up with a reduction in Leone Sand and Gravels to $299,000. Let me find my notes here. Yeah, I came up with the 5% preference points, that brings the Leone Sand and Gravels bid down to $299,250. So there's still about a $20,000 difference.
Okay, well, and by our own policy and procedures, we should adhere to them.
The 5%. That buys enough gravel to cover about 2 miles of road.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from the board? Yes. Entertain a motion, please.
Make the motion to approve IFB 21R001 aggregate crushing services.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item B, discussion and consideration of Department of Motor Vehicle Rental Agreement. Mr. Dorkin.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is a new lease agreement for Department of Motor Vehicles to lease an office here at the courthouse. The board approved a similar one last year. It was an annual lease, as are all the states henceforth. In the new lease proposal, they have increased the rental amount by about 2%. To $510.12 per month. And I will defer to County Attorney Pam Nelson if there were any other issues that would be brought in front of the board on this.
Commissioners, there's not a lot of changes between the two. This is an amendment, so the original lease stays in place with just these changes to it. There were not many changes, and I didn't have any concerns with the changes that were made.
This is just a one-year renewal, correct?
That's correct, Commissioner. They being the state, are renewing almost all of their contracts annually, trying to negotiate the contracts down.
Okay. Is there any more discussion?
Mr. Dorenkamp, the only question, I mean, they were fully aware of the schedule of increase. You gave that information to them over a five-year period, that there would be a possible square footage increase annually. So they're okay with the proposed 2% increase for 2021?
They're okay with it now. We gave them some options. I don't want to be rude, but frankly, the office space they take up is fairly valuable, so they wanted to actually reduce the lease rate back down to the rate it was prior to them moving into this bigger office, but we said no. As a matter of fact, we wanted an increase, so they're aware of it.
Thank you.
There are no other questions. We entertain a motion, please.
I move to consider the Department of Motor Vehicle Rental Agreement.
Second motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item C, consideration of annual report and fee submittal to the Colorado Division of Reclamation, Mining and Safety for M1997100, the Branson Gravel Pit, Mr. Barnkamp.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is our annual report and fee submission to the Colorado Division of Reclamation, Mining and Safety for our Branson Gravel Pit. It's similar to the ones that the board approves throughout the year. This is a $791 fee because it's a 112 permit. And otherwise than that, it's pretty much the same report as last year. So I'd ask the board to approve the report and fee.
Any questions or concerns from the board? Entertain a motion.
I move to approve the submittal of the annual report and fee to the Colorado Division of Reclamation Mining Safety for M1997100 Branson Gravel Pit.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item D, consideration of appointment to Fisher's Peak State Park Partners. Mr. Dornkamp.
Before you, commissioners, for your consideration is an appointment to the Fisher Peak State Partners. Commissioner Haas forwarded to me email from Department of Natural Resource employee Brett Ackerman. The second paragraph, it reads, as I feel we are already partners in this endeavor, the endeavor being the Fisher Peak State Park. I'd like to extend to you an invitation to join the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, GOCO, the City of Trinidad, the Trust for Public Land, and the Nature Conservancy as a formally recognized partner in this project. So with that, I'd ask the board to appoint one of the commissioners to that board to represent Los Angeles County in this partnership.
Well, that's good news to hear that only after a few years that we are finally being put at the table here with this group, including the money we allocated to assist this organization moving forward with the grant that we're working on recently. It is nice to finally see that come into fruition for Los Angeles County. My humble opinion, since Commissioner Haas has vast knowledge of that ranch, which he gave us all this summer, our last summer on the fires and our tours of the park and every square inch of the place, as well as being on the Agricultural, Wildlife and Rural Affairs chairman of the committee for the CCI, it would be my humble opinion that we would appoint Mr. Haas, our Commissioner Haas, to this organization.
I would concur with that recommendation. And I think as we do our late spring travels around that property, I would recommend that this coming spring we do it on horseback.
Sounds good. Sounds
good. So, well, I guess we're in agreement. I will make the motion to appoint Commissioner Tony Haas to this Fisher's Peak State Park Partners.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas? Excuse me, it's Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
And Commissioner Haas, I assume you're going to abstain.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Congratulations. And again, this group of commissioners here is at every table we can possibly be at. And it's good to see and hear how involved this board is at local, state, and federal level. So congratulations to us all, and good luck. Careful what you ask for. We'll move right along to financial matters. Considerations of bills and payroll for the second half of January 2020. Mrs. Coberly.
Good morning. Let's see. Los Angeles County, January 16th through the 31st payroll is $181,052.39. Bills paid on January 20th is $104,347.87. And in there, we purchased tires for Road and Bridge for $10,250. Bills paid on, or we purchased fuel on January 27th for $12,266.35. Bills paid on January 27th, $11,156.52. In there, we had my travel to the airport, and then Road and Bridge maintenance repairs, road maintenance repairs for $3,152.91. That's it.
Any questions or comments for Mrs. Coberly? If none, we entertain a motion at this time, please.
I move to approve the bills and payroll for the second half of January 2021.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Executive session. The board will now meet in executive session under CRS 24-6-4024B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Item A, acknowledgement of employees. Item B, Trinidad State Junior College building trades, and item C, the TCF or Trinidad Community Foundation grant. Do I hear a motion, please?
Motion to adjourn this meeting and go into executive session.
Second the motion. Commissioner Hart?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for your time this morning and being on the call. We appreciate it very much. Have a great day.